Well, good morning, everybody. Can you see and hear me from upstairs? I know, slightly different, slightly new. Great to have you with us. I think it's just about 10:30, so we will kick off our service, but if you're still coming in, don't worry, just come in and find a seat where you can. Well, welcome to Elmdon today, to everyone here and everyone who's watching at home. Today is a great day. It is our harvest celebration, so it is wonderful to have so many of you here. It is also our Eco Sunday, so do keep your ears out for all things related to the two of them. It is going to be a great service with lots of opportunities to participate. Now, as I'm sure a lot of you are aware, the Festival of Harvest is traditionally focused on thanksgiving, so praising God for his beautiful creation and for all of the blessings that he has given us through that creation, blessings of food, of natural beauty, and of places to live. So that is how we are going to start today's service. We are going to start from a place of praise and thanksgiving. And later on, Rob will be unpacking a bit more of that message. But we are going to start with some thanksgiving, which is great. Those of you who have brought things to donate to Helping Hands and the Fresh Produce Display, thank you so much. We're going to sing songs to start the service, and now is the time to bring up your offerings to the front. So during the first song, please bring up your offerings and add the dry food along the rail at the front and any fresh produce to this beautiful display that Sarah has started for us. Thank you very much, Sarah. And then just make your way back to your seat. If you can use the back stairs only, because the band is here, that would be brilliant. And join in with the singing when you are back in your seat. But just come up when you're ready to give that offering to God for his blessing, and then we will distribute to the community after the service. Fantastic. I will pray, and then band, we will start. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering your people here this morning. Thank you for the chance to praise you and worship you, and thank you for your beautiful creation as we celebrate harvest. We pray that you bless these offerings that we have brought this morning, and that you take them with your peace and your goodness to the people in our community who need them when they are distributed by Helping Hands. Amen. Let's sing.
Thank you.
wonderful. Our second hymn this morning, which we can all bring join in with, is All Things Bright and Beautiful. So we will sing that together now. Birthdays and news.
Our band, lovely to hear you again. Let's start off first of all with birthdays. Now, there are two that I know of. There's a gentleman over there called John who's got a birthday. Is it today, John? Today, and there's Rod at the back there who's hiding away, hoping that no one will say he's got a birthday. are we allowed to say how old you are, Rod? 74. What about you, John? 82. Woo! 82. Oh, crikey. Those are brilliant birthdays. Right. Now, it's moved. Are we going to have an argument over who wears the birthday hat? The oldest one. The oldest one. Ah. Here you are, John. You are crowned for the day. Now, I can never remember John's words for happy birthday. You know them. Good, that's good. So shall we sing them then?
Happy birthday to you, just one will not do. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus, and then you'll have two.
Well done. Oh, it's lovely to have birthdays. It's really good. Right, I understand Sarah's got a couple of notices. I've got one or two, I think, but let you do yours first.
Hi, everybody. Morning. My first one is to just remind you, we're still doing the... We started the Tuesday service, which was lovely. We had a cup of tea and cake after as well, so it was a little social event. It's 2 o'clock every Tuesday. If you would like to come along, that would be lovely. Carol and I would love to see you. And secondly, Carol's handed out some rotas today. For people who are involved in the Kids in Christ group, the... Rota shows Elizabeth. That's because Elizabeth runs the group. You need to refer to your own rotas that Elizabeth has provided to see when you actually are on the rota for Kids in Christ. So that if you could just do that. I know you've all been distributed one because Elizabeth's told me. And I think that's everything from me. So it's just Tuesday service, really. It'd be lovely to see you all. Thank you. All those really, actually, who are at home today. We really would love to see you on a Tuesday. If you don't feel that Sunday is the time for you, Tuesday is a lovely quiet time, and we would be more than happy to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. We've got to say a big thank you. Thank you for our fresh display on this side, because it's absolutely brilliant. Lovely the colour scheme. It's really good. Thanks for your hard work. And where's Carol? Where's Carol hiding? Where are you, Carol? She's at the back somewhere. She's in the hall at the back. Oh, yes, Chris. Is Chris here today? Thank you, Chris, for the lovely bread. Thank you, Carol, for all your hard work. Right. Now, there is one more notice that I've got to... bring to you. Now, this is for the men, okay? Do you remember that we've been to the Midland Men's Convention in the last few years? I think we missed last year, because everybody missed last year. There wasn't one. So, but there is one this year, but we don't have to go all the way to Nottingham if there are people interested. It's on Saturday, November the 6th. It's going to be between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. There is lunchtime and various sessions in between times. But the main thing I want to ask is, if people are interested, we can go to Monier Hall Church, which is in Kings Norton, rather than going all the way to Nottingham, which is a real advantage. From what I understand, we'll have a video connection with Nottingham, where the main worship bands are there, but all the groups and stuff we will do in situ where we are. So the price to go is £10 as a standard admission, £7 for concessions. So that depends on lots of issues, both age and others. The whole theme is about is for men, and it's the sections are Godliness Tested, which is based around 2 Kings 18, and Godliness Vindicated, because the whole theme of the men's conventions recently has been about putting our Christianity as men into action. The ladies seem to do it rather well and easily, more than the men sometimes, but that isn't always the case. So, if you're interested, I will need to put the feelers out for bookings and stuff fairly quickly, probably by the end of this week. So if you're interested, please either drop me an email, if you've got my email address, give me a nudge after the service, although I'm not able to hang around too long today, and any other means, you know, drop a note through the door, whatever. Okay, that's that notice done. Back to you, Miriam.
Back to me. So, you're probably aware that we are partway through our series on Ephesians, where we are seeing Paul's instructions to the Christians in Ephesus to live in Christ. So what that means is we are seeing what it means to work together as a family of Christians to live God's way. So today we will be switching up a bit. We're having a passage from Genesis, but we're going to be thinking along the same theme of how to live and work together as Christians. So our big question is, what is our role in creation? Can we all say it together? What is our role in creation? Well, we're going to have our Bible reading now, so it might give you some clues. Thank you, Ellie.
You can go then. Yes, it should be on. Yes, it's on.
Thank you. So today's reading is from the Message translation of the Bible, but do open up the church Bibles so that you have it as a reference for when Rob preaches. And I believe in the church Bible it's on page 4. So the reading is from Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to chapter 2 verse 1. I think we're all there. So God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. He created them godlike. Reflecting God's nature, he created them male and female. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for the fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Then God said, "I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food." "To all animals and all birds, everything that moves and breathes, I give whatever grows out of the ground for food." And there it was. God looked over everything he had made, and it was so good, so very good. It was evening, it was morning, day 6. Heaven and earth were finished, down to the last detail. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Right. Thank you very much, Ellie and Miriam. Very well done. Okay. So we're going to think about our reading today. So shall we just pray first? Lord, we just ask you to inhabit this place, to give us your thoughts,
to give us your leading through the Holy Spirit, and to make us want to act on what we hear, what we see, and what we perceive through your love and your graciousness of creation. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, our Bible reading today is from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and from, as you've probably noticed, a different translation, the Message. So you might ask, why use a different translation? Sometimes we find with a familiar passage, it's helpful to see it afresh. I want us all to understand the simplicity and the importance of the message of today's passage. And there are two key points to take away today. The first one, God created the earth to bless us. Thank him for it. God has given us responsibility, so take it seriously. So point one, God created the earth to bless us. That's it. Okay. So my first question is, who did God make creation for? Was it just for fun, for exercise, or for another purpose? So as always, the place to start is our Bible reading, verses 26 to 28. You can look at your version in the NIV. It's not vastly different, but it is slightly. So it starts with God speaking, and he says, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature." So, does this mean an exact replica of God? I don't think so, but we were made in such a way that we can aspire to God's purposes. Our bodies are complex and amazing and work really well if we look after them. God's world is the same. It functions in a perfect way. It sustains life and itself perfectly, that is, without interference. But how do we use that bounty? The harvest celebration should continue for the whole year and the whole of our lives. The harvest is a focus for us and is a thanksgiving service. How practically can we say that we thank God for all that he has given us if we fail to use it in a way that reflects God's love and mercy to us in that creation? God gives us all we need. Animals to enjoy, many types, sizes and shapes. He gives us startling landscapes and places, deserts, jungles, plains, vast grasslands, oceans and all of the earth's varied life. We have whales to the smallest plankton that feeds all of our ecosystems. You see, perfection cannot be upgraded. Look at the variety of food brought this morning. Think where it comes from. Who grew it? Who packaged it? And who delivered it? So we've got the fresh here, and we've got the packaged here. But they're the same sort of thing, but they come in different ways. So, we should say, and look at the passage again. It says, God bless them, prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. So what can you thank God for this morning? What can you give back to him in thanks for this bounty? So our second point. God has given us responsibility. Take it seriously. So, the creation was made and we were told to be responsible for fish, the birds, the cattle and every animal that moves on the earth. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. We were created godlike, reflecting God's nature, man and woman. God gives us all these things. It is created by God for us. everyone. Not just the privileged few, but for us all. God did not add this responsibility as a maybe. You can look after my creation. We were designed from the start to be God's stewards, responsible caretakers, reflecting God's nature and mind to nurture and use the resources around us in a mature and responsible way. The reading first describes our creation and our likeness to God, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself. We were made with a role in mind, caretakers for fish, animals and plants and for each other, in fact for the earth itself. Creation was not finished and complete until we were made and given this responsibility. Verse 31, God looked over everything in he had made. It was so good, so very good. So we are given this job. Now, our theme in our Bible readings from Ephesians is in Christ. But this is a two-way street. If Christ is in us, then we must be in him. His Holy Spirit lives in us and through us. If we are truly Christ followers, Christians, then we must be changed by that relationship. If he lives in you, then that must change the way you live for him. If Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit, then logically we should allow him to direct us. Does that change our heart to do his will? Harvest is a celebration of what he gives us. Verses 29 to 30. God says and emphasizes that he has given us all these things for our use. Would God expect us to ignore his will, his goodness? We are responsible for what he has made. So, verse 31 again. God looked over everything he made. It was good, so very good. It was perfect. So how do we as individual Christians respond to all of this? Are you full of thanks and praise for what God has created? For what he has done for us as humans, for each of us also individually. We become Christians through a decision that each of us makes. We choose to follow Christ or not. God gave us free will. Do you choose to follow Christ and therefore choose to follow his will and take responsibility of the creation that he made for us? We are going to take some time thinking about this now. Miriam will introduce the activity, but first let us pray. Lord God, you gave us this precious planet to care for as your people. Help us to think and to put that purpose into action. Help us care for this creation and those who live in it. Make us a prayerful, God-fearing people who listen to your voice and purpose. Lead us into good ways and practices in the love and grace of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rob. If you are watching at home, I suggest now is a great time to pause the video and go and get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. That is all you'll need. But for those of us here, we are going to think about Rob's question now. The question, how does your heart respond to what you've heard this morning? How does your heart respond to the fact that God created us in his creation to bless us and give us good things, but he also gave us a responsibility to be like him and look after it well? So how do you respond to that today? Do you respond with thanksgiving for the harvest and the blessings? Do you respond feeling challenged? Well, do I take this responsibility seriously? What do I do to care and steward for the people and the planet that God has created me to be part of? You should find near you a piece of paper with the question and a heart on it and a pen.
If you haven't got one on your seat, there should be one very close, so feel free to ferret around to find it. But it'd be great if we just spend a minute or so now writing what it is that you are thinking and feeling and processing from today's message. And in about a minute or so, I'll come back, and then I'm going to encourage you to turn to somebody near you and think of one of the things from your writing down that you would be happy to share and pray with a person near you. You don't have to if you want to use the whole time for yourself, but I will come back and initiate that time in a bit. So firstly, let's all write some thoughts and feelings and questions and responses.
Can I suggest I lean on it? I could lean
you
on
can
a Bible.
Lean on a Bible if you need something
yeah,
to lean on.
Yeah, you might need something stable
Thank
to write
you.
On.
For those who struggle being really quiet for long periods of time, do start discussing and sharing, finish writing. We still have a few minutes, but do talk to the people around you and share what it is that you are thinking and feeling this morning.
Alan's. I think Alan's. Yeah. There, they're doing all right. You all right? You okay? Finding okay? You okay, Richard? I'm here. You can give them a bit longer.
All right. I've heard lots of good conversation, so this is really great. I would encourage you to continue talking after the service. It's really great to do this together as a team and to discuss what it is that we hear in church. So don't let me stop you from finishing that thought process. But now we are going to move into a time of prayer and a time of confession. So we're going to be a bit quieter again, and I'm going to invite Christine and Ellie up to help lead us in those things. Thank you very much.
God of creation, you have filled the earth with good things: food, fuel, seed time and harvest. Land, property, and prosperity placed at our disposal through your goodness. We confess our capacity to make good things bad, through taking and using more than we need, through placing profit and gain above the principles of care and sustainability. Many are left without, while others use the earth's resources for their personal gain. And in its midst, your world is speaking, ravaged by storm and flood, melting ice and rising seas, declare afresh the message of their Creator. This earth is not ours to exploit, but yours, entrusted to our care. Forgive us when we fail to listen. Forgive us for when we hear, but find the challenge too much for us. Give us the resolve to act differently, the wisdom to be faithful stewards of your creation, the courage to work for change, and the contentment to be satisfied only with what this earth can afford to give. So may we be part of your new creation in every aspect of our living and being. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we will say the words of our usual confession together now. Miriam's got the actions. For all the times we have gone our own way, Father, forgive us. You tell us to follow you. For all the times we have put ourselves before you and our service to others. Father, forgive us. You tell us to love. For all the times we have been selfish with the things that you give us. Father, forgive us. You tell us to share. To follow you, to love you, to love others and share with them. Father, forgive us. You tell us to change. We will now have a period of silence where you can say your own prayers to God. Ellie will then come and lead us in the Lord's Prayer.
So if you'd like to follow the words on the overhead. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. I'm back up here. Surprise, surprise. We are going to sing again now to bring our service towards a close. We are going to sing two songs together. The first, I know, is a favourite of many people. Our God is a great big God. So stand up and get ready to move. And then we are going to sing How Great Thou Art. So if you could all stand, then let us worship God, our beautiful Creator. Everybody. Oh man, how great was that organ? So good to have it back. Thank you, Graham. Oh, I got a little bit emotional there. That's fine. There is one final notice to share before we send you out. So you may have noticed on your seats that there's been a print output of the Elmden Simple Eco Tips. It's great. It has been put together by our wonderful eco team, who are Christine, Leslie, and Ellie. Give us a wave. You're stood over there. Thank you so much for your input in putting this together. We would absolutely love it if everyone took it away and had a read. And we would also love it if we could have your input here about your ideas on how we can look after this beautiful creation that God has given us very practically. So we are going to put a post on our Facebook page this week, and we would love for as many people who use Facebook to interact with it, giving suggestions and ideas on what you do and what you find easy and useful and encouraging to do. And then we're going to gather all of those thoughts together along with what's on the sheet to make a display. So do keep your eye out for that display. Do talk to the eco team and do engage with that Facebook post when it comes together. It is all very exciting. But now let us pause and I will pray, and then we will go out into this wonderful Sunday with the shining sun. God the Father, who created the world, give you grace to be wise stewards of his creation. So let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for being with us today.
No. Hello. Can you hear me? Sorry to interrupt before you go. One of the things that is you'll find on the sheet is a tip about the refill shop, which is on Hobbs Moat. Now, the refill shop have sent us a couple of examples to show. So if you take, say, a detergent bottle into them, you can weigh it and then refill it with detergent, which means you will reuse the packaging that you've already got. And it saves so much plastic if we could all do that. We do that virtually every week because Joy meets with a crochet and chat group in the back of the refill shop. So ask us if you want to know where it is. We'll give you some more details. If you think and already use it and you've got some tips for other people, please put them on the Facebook page or tell us, and we'll announce it again. But this was originally £3.70 when it was bought. To refill it cost £2.20 at the refill shop. So you're actually saving the world and extra plastic, but you're also saving money. They do other stuff, they do cereals, they do various things. But if you ask one of us, especially the eco team and the leaders, we will be able to give you more information. It's on the tip sheet, I know, but we'll just show a bit of practical information, that's all. Okay, thanks very much this morning. Thank you.